Trump signs executive order releasing additional JFK assassination files. President Donald Trump signed an executive order on Thursday, releasing additional government files associated with the assassinations of former President John F. Kennedy, former Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy, and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. "That's a big one," Trump said while signing the order at the Oval Office. "A lot of people have been waiting for this for years, for decades, and everything will be revealed." Trump promised at his pre-inauguration rally in Washington on January 19th that he would release the remaining records on the assassinations of JFK, RFK, and King in the coming days. The FBI accused Lee Harvey Oswald, a former U.S. Marine who had defected to the Soviet Union for a period after embracing Marxism, of assassinating JFK in 1963. Nightclub owner Jack Ruby shot and killed Oswald as authorities were moving him from Dallas police headquarters to the county jail just 2 days after the assassination, stirring decades of speculation and conspiracy theories. JFK's assassination coincided with a period of increasing mistrust in the federal government, and many Americans still believe Oswald was part of a larger plot to kill the president. Gallup's most recent poll, conducted in October 2023, found that 65% of U.S. adults reject the theory that a lone gunman killed JFK. Trump and former President Joe Biden previously released thousands of documents related to JFK's death. Roughly 99% of the assassination files have been released as of 2023, according to the National Archives. However, Biden had agreed to delay the disclosure of additional records, stating the necessity of protecting against identifiable harms to the military defense, intelligence operations, law enforcement, and the conduct of foreign relations that are of such gravity that they outweigh the public interest in disclosure. JFK's nephew, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who Trump nominated to lead the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, launched a petition in 2023 on the 60th anniversary of the assassination demanding the Biden administration release all remaining government records on his uncle's murder. RFK Jr. was just 9 years old when his uncle was assassinated in 1963, and 14 when his father was assassinated during the 1968 Democratic presidential primary. The 1992 Kennedy Records Assassination Act mandated the release of all records related to the JFK assassination by 2017. Trump refused to do it. Biden refused to do it. What is so embarrassing that they're afraid to show the American public 60 years later? RFK Jr. wrote in a statement on his website in 2023. Trust in government is at an all-time low. Releasing the full, unredacted historical records will help to restore that trust, he added. Biden had moved to redact some of the last remaining JFK assassination files, but Trump's order states that this action is not consistent with the public interest and the release of these records is long overdue. The order calls for the Director of National Intelligence and Attorney General to present a plan to the president within 15 days for the full and complete release of the remaining JFK assassination records and 45 days for the RFK and King records. Their families and the American people deserve transparency and truth. It is in the national interest to finally release all records related to these assassinations without delay. The order reads, Emma Lacan contributed to this report.